You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Sunnyview Expo Center hosted the 8th annual Feed the Body, Feed the Soul event Thursday. It saw more than 252,000 pounds of rice packaged for Feeding America of Eastern Wisconsin. The 12-hour-long event featured over 1,200 volunteers coming together to help feed hungry families. It may be hard to picture 252,000 pounds of rice, but Liz Wallenberg, Chief Systems and Strategy Officer at Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin, broke it down.
Visually, it's about 5 semi-loads full of rice.
She added that volunteer events like this are crucial to Feeding America.
So without our volunteers, we wouldn't be able to do the work we do in the community. A lot of the food that we have donated, we need it processed by volunteers in order to get it ready to go out to food pantries.
Oshkosh Corporation has sponsored the event for 8 years. Jody Larson is Vice President of Community Engagement at Oshkosh Corporation, and she said they do so out of love for the community.
Part of our values is we are better together. So it's bringing our team and our talents and our time with our community together to make an impact to those facing food insecurities in our community.
The employees of the Oshkosh Corporation are on board as well, from the leadership team on down. Here's Alex Streeter, the Director of Global Trade and Compliance at Oshkosh Corporation.
We've been having it for, 8 years, I think it is. So ever since the first one, I've been volunteering, and it's just a great event to bring everybody together and do something wonderful for the community.
Jake Blizzard, a volunteer and employee of Oshkosh Corporation.
More than anything, we enjoy helping people out.
The food package during the Feed the Body, Feed the Soul event will be distributed to food pantries across Northeast Wisconsin. The state dropped charges against a Nina man accused of producing child sexual abuse material. 11 charges against 26-year-old Jeffrey Haskell in Winnebago County Court were dropped this week. Officials said there was no need to pursue the state charges because he's facing 2 federal counts of production of child pornography. If convicted of either count, he faces between 15 and 30 years in prison and fines up to $250,000. Haskell will make his next appearance in federal court in November. The controversy over comments following Charlie Kirk's death has made its way to Wisconsin classrooms, including here in the Fox Valley. Connie Fellman has more.
School officials across the state have been either reprimanded or fired for making statements on social media. But at New Holstein High School, it was a comment a teacher allegedly made in the classroom that drew controversy. A parent who spoke to the New Holstein Board of Education at this week's meeting said her child and other students heard a teacher say something to the effect that, quote, Kirk got what he had coming, unquote. The school district said in a statement that personnel matters, including corrective measures, are confidential by law and cannot be discussed publicly. The statement goes on to say that the district addresses concerns appropriately and in accordance with the established policies and procedures to ensure a safe, respectful, and productive learning environment for all students and staff.
Oshkosh is pulling out the big trucks this weekend at the Leach Amphitheater. From 10 till 1 Saturday, everyone is invited to come out and touch a truck. Sadie Ingenthron, Marketing and Fund Development Coordinator with the City of Oshkosh, says it'll be fun for the whole family.
Bounce houses and little games. We'll have a remote control racetrack, a dump truck sandbox, and some little kiddie vehicles that kids can ride on as well.
The event is free. There will be food trucks and concessions to purchase. Ingenthron says that Oshkosh puts this event on every year to create connections within the community.
It's really just an event for people to come out, very family friendly, bring your kids, check out all the trucks. There's going to be 25 plus different types of trucks, fire trucks, garbage trucks, diggers and things like that.
The event is still looking for volunteers. See the pinned post on the Leach Amphitheater Facebook page for more information. 8 events in multiple communities in the Fox Valley will make up the 34th annual Community First Fox Cities Marathon. The first events are the Kids Fun Run and the Guardian Kids Fun Run. That takes place at the Fox City Stadium in Appleton this evening. Also this evening, the Nutritional Healing Health and Wellness Expo starts at the Community First Champion Center in Appleton. It continues through the weekend. Saturday, the Fleet Feet 10K Run Walk and the Ascension 5K Run Walk will occur at Riverside Park in Neenah. Sunday features the big events, the Community First Fox Cities Marathon, the Theta Care Half Marathon, and the OSMS Relay Marathon, which all start at Barlow Planetarium in Menasha and end in Neenah. About 5,000 runners are expected to participate in the event. Visit foxcitiesmarathon.org for information. The world's most powerful data center is being built in Wisconsin, in Mount Pleasant to be exact. Here's Stuart J. Waddles.
The new revision to the plan is now part of a total $7 billion investment by Microsoft in Wisconsin. The governor's statement says the project could peak at nearly 10,000 jobs. Microsoft President Brad Smith, who grew up in Racine County, called the project a modern marvel in the Midwest. He was near the job site last year during a campaign stop with then-President Joe Biden.
This project is about using the power of AI to fuel the future of manufacturing companies and jobs and skills across the state of Wisconsin and around the country. That is what we are building together.
Concerns do remain over water usage and growing energy demand of data centers.
$130,000 was donated to over 50 area nonprofit organizations thanks to Paperfest in Kimberly. Event director Matthew Boots called it the most successful event to date. The 38th annual Paperfest returns to Sunset Park in Kimberly in July of 2026.
Love beer, but hate mosquitoes? Joanne Krulatz has some unfortunate news.
Bad news for consumers of a beverage many Wisconsinites love. A new study from Rabout University in the Netherlands shows that mosquitoes are especially attracted to beer drinkers. Researchers had 500 volunteers in Amsterdam filled out questionnaires about their hygiene, diet, and behavior, then placed each participant's arm into a cage of mosquitoes. Beer drinkers were 1.35 times more likely to encounter mosquitoes than those who didn't. Southeast Wisconsin is experiencing a significant increase in mosquitoes due to recent historic flooding.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
A setback for the Pack. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers traveled to Cleveland to play the Browns on Sunday. Yesterday, Packers tight end Tucker Kraft went down during practice with a knee injury. Offensive coordinator Adam Stenovich asked if he saw what happened.
Yeah, hopefully we'll be all right, but we'll just kind of see how it goes. Obviously, if anyone goes down that you have as a part of your game plan, you'll have to adjust some things. So we'll kind of see what happens with the injury report and everything like that and what the trainers say, and we'll make adjustments.
It appears to not be season ending. College football, the Badgers at home tomorrow at Camp Randall against Maryland. Game time 11 a.m. It's Wisconsin's first conference game of the season. The Brewers with another win. They beat the Angels 5-2, completing a three-game sweep. Tonight, the Brewers in St. Louis against the Cards. The magic number now at 4.
Tough road trip coming up with travel and all that kind of stuff. Night game, travel the next day and play. Can't take anything for granted. Just got to keep banging away.
That's Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Paul Newman's daughter, Nell, had some nice things to say about her father's bond with Robert Redford, who passed away earlier this week, saying what her dad loved about Redford was that he was a philanthropist, but he didn't seek a lot of attention for being a philanthropist. She also shared that Redford is the one who inspired Newman to become more charitable and more of an environmentalist. Paul Newman said years ago, Bob was ahead of the game. Here's one of Pete's picks. If you haven't seen the documentary Long Shot on Netflix, check it out. It's only 45 minutes long and tells the story of a Los Angeles man, wrongfully accused of murder, who has trouble proving his alibi, which was being at a Dodger game. The story is heartfelt, but also makes one realize how easy it is for someone to be accused and how difficult it can be to prove your innocence. The best thing about the film is a certain TV star who comes to the man's aid. The film is riveting and a total feel-good. Check out Longshot on Netflix. The new season of Saturday Night Live is just around the corner, and the show has announced guest hosts for the first three episodes of season 51. The new season premieres October 4 and will feature Bad Bunny as the show's host. This will be Bad Bunny's first time hosting, although he's appeared previously as a musical guest. The musical guest on October 4th will be Doja Cat. Week 2 will feature SNL alum Amy Poehler on October 11th. She will be joined by musical guest role model. Amy Poehler was a regular cast member from 2001 to 2008 and a former Weekend Update anchor. This will be her second solo stint as a host on the show. She previously hosted with Tina Fey in 2015 and hosted solo in 2010. Sabrina Carpenter will pull double duty as both host and musical guest on October 18th. Her album Man's Best Friend just debuted at number 1 on the Billboard 200 in August. She's been a musical guest, but this will be Carpenter's hosting debut. Variety has announced its honorees for its annual Power of Women issue. This year's honorees include actress and Oscar and Emmy winner Jamie Lee Curtis, who can currently be seen in Freakier Friday, which is currently in theaters. Oscar-nominated and Golden Globe winner Kate Hudson, who can be seen in the TV show Running Point and in the upcoming Song Sung Blue about the Milwaukee couple who formed a Neil Diamond cover band. Tony Award-winning and Grammy-nominated singer and frontwoman for the Pussycat Dolls, Nicole Scherzinger, is also being honored. An Emmy-winning comedian and writer-actress Wanda Sykes will be honored, along with actress-producer Sydney Sweeney, who is in just about every movie you've seen this year. The issue hits newsstands or your phone October 29th. The awards are also sponsored by Mattel and Lifetime. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy skies for today. Just a stray shower possible late in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-70s. For tonight, a little better chance for showers, perhaps a rumble of thunder. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, a low of 60. A better chance for rain on Saturday. Right now, it's 64 degrees.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WISS.FM. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.